Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiled movie reviews.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Spoiled Movie Reviews on the Blackout Test Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, joined by my co-host this time,
Karen.
And we are here to talk about a movie you've seen, don't ever plan on seeing, or don't care about us spoiling, because we spoil the movie. And today's movie is Mortal Kombat 2021.
Finish him.
Flawless victory. So we talk about what we like about the movie, we talk about what we don't like about the movie, and then we score it from 0 to 5. Then we're gonna get into some of y'all's feedback, because y'all have left some comments over the past couple weeks since the last time we did a review. So I'll start with you, Karen. Give me something you liked about this movie.
Oh, I was here for the action. They was like, look, we know we gonna base this off of the video game, and we know why y'all like the video game, so we gonna give you the same shit in the video game. And I was here for it. I love the action and the fight scenes. They were everything looked good. I had a ball. They was fucking people up. It was like, I'm glad when people don't run away from their fan base. They go, oh no, we know why you here, okay, let's give you what you wanted. Like, and a lot of people, you know, people have a tendency to criticize shit like that, but no. They know their fan base. Like, if they would have given us anything less, particularly, I think this is rated R, people would have been highly upset. How you gonna make a record rated R movie and not fuck nobody up?
Something I liked about the movie was the diversity of the cast. It felt like, the game is already, you know, because it has so many fighters, by default, it ends up being diverse.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked the way that they got, like, you know, a Japanese person, Chinese person, black people, white people, everybody in here. Like, it felt like the game, and how the games like to make characters different from each other, so it's not just 12 versions of a white man fighting each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this game, the movie felt like that spirit they really did get. And, you know, with it starring Louis Tan kind of as your default Cole Young, this character, I haven't played Mortal Kombat in a long time, so I don't know if he's in the game or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was made up for this. But you do know, or you don't?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know if he was made up for the movie or he's in the
right
game. But kind of, you know. But I really enjoyed the diversity. Anything else?
I love the colors. This is a very bright and colorful movie to me. The contrast in, like, things that are happening around, lots of blues and reds, and even when things were filmed in the darkness, the colors still pop to me, and I really appreciate them not running away from the video game aspect of making things bright and colorful, even though it's a dark and gritty world.
I like that there was whoever created this was fans of the game.
Yes.
And because they were fans of the game, they got some of the stuff in there you wanted to see, like Kung Lao's fatality, some of the fatalities they had. And you know, even though some of the shit was corny, you know, like him mm-hmm. saying flawless victory after he did it, but they were able to get certain things from the game that you wanted to see. Shang Tsung's soul sucking, you know, the bicycle kick of Liu Kang.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty cool. And because I never thought the game was some high fare or very complex story, you know, I think if anything, it's become overly complicated from the fact that you're trying to make a movie out of it. So now you have to add layers to this ridiculous story that never really could curdle. And it's very difficult because a video game is essentially a fighting video game. There's however many characters are, is there many stories. So include, and plus another story of when the bad guy wins. So you really have like, you know, 24 stories in one game. But when you make a movie, you got to make one story with all these people doing different things and different goals at the same time. What else did you like?
I like their powers. I really enjoy, I can say, because the people that made this movie, and you could tell they loved the video game. So I love like the fire from Scorpion, the cold from Sub-Zero, and the things that they did like with those powers. Kano, if I'm not pronouncing that right, had the laser arm, and Jax, you know, with the laser eye, I'm sorry, and Jax with the mechanical arms and things like that. Like, I really enjoy, you know, the dude with the hat that had a blade on the end. Like, I really enjoyed them saying, fuck it, we're going all in with the powers. Like, because a lot of times they fall short on that because they try to be realistic almost. But this is a video game, which is unrealistic. So you can't put something unrealistic and base it in a realistic world and expect it not to be corny. Like, corniness is a part of the process, and that's fine. But sometimes them running away from the corniness strips it from the fun and the enjoyment that somebody like me would get out of it.
I did enjoy their powers and stuff. Who was your favorite character power with their powers and stuff?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I would really say, and it's probably gonna be cliche, but Sub-Zero, I take that back, is going to be Hanzo before he turned into Scorpion, like when he was like a regular human being. Because when they walked up on him and he like ran, basically took a blade and a rope and just literally whooped everybody's ass, like, that's when I was like, oh, they get why I'm here. And he was fucking people up. And I think when he became Scorpion, he was even, you know, it's like you took that and you knocked it up a level. But just him before he kind of got his superpowers or whatever you call them, like him just being a regular ass human being, just being able to fuck people up like that, I was here for it.
Yeah, I think my favorite character when it came to the powers and execution was Cabal, with the double, those swords that had the curve on them and it's yes. Teleported. And every time he swung the blades, it turned like purple. That was really cool. You know, there were some other characters that had like pretty straight, powers. Everything felt authentic to the game as far as the powers, you know, mm-hmm. Even like, Jax with the arms and, Melina with the teeth that were like demon teeth and shit. Mm-hmm. So, and even, Sonya Blade's story of how she ends up getting the tournament brand or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing for me that I would say is positive is the guy who played Kano, Josh Lawson. Mm-hmm. I thought he did a great job.
He stole the show.
I felt like he basically carried the movie.
He was an ass, yeah.
Because he was chewing up the scenery as Kano, who is a horrible mercenary outlaw dick. And so he really just, you could tell he just enjoyed playing that role. And while some of the actors, I know some of them were like stunt people who this is like kind of their first time headlining something. Mm-hmm. He felt more like an actor, like he had been doing it.
Yeah, like he go, oh, this is my jam. Oh, I get to be the ass. I have lived for this role.
Yeah. Anything else for the positives?
Yes, I actually, and this may be kind of redundant, but I'm just kind of how my mind ticks. I love the costumes, the costume designs. I love that they was like, we're going to dress them as the characters, because these things matter too. Because sometimes, like I said before, they can get so realistic that they don't even allow them or modify their costumes. They're like, nope, it's over the top. We're going to dress them as we would as that they're playing a video game. And I really do appreciate that from Cole Young armor, like his armor coming over his body and things just appearing, and you know, them being able to do all these things, and their outfits were ridiculous, and I was here for the ridiculousness of the outfits.
Cool. Anything else?
Yeah. yeah,
keep going.
Okay, I actually love the corniness of the one-liners in the games, the finish him and all that stuff. I was here for that too, and that goes back to the people that designed this movie enjoyed the video game, so they knew that this is what people came for anyway, and so I really appreciated that. Let me keep going. Mm-hmm. Okay, not the runtime was perfect. It wasn't long, because this movie was not 2 hours, was it?
It was 1 hour 50 minutes.
Right, okay, I figured out it was less than 2 hours, so I appreciate that, because you know, once you get about 1 hour and a half, 1 hour 45, yeah, it is literally time to wrap this shit up. So I like the fact that they didn't cross the 2 hour range, which I think would have been too long for this particular movie, because you know, the plot and everything, you don't have 2 hours worth of shit to present to me right now. And so I love that. And also I loved Makad Brooks. Mm-hmm. Playing Jax in this, because I know him from like Supergirl and things like that, so for me I was like, oh, so this is what you were doing, you know, after you left that world. And I think that he actually does that character justice. I actually think he played that character well. I also like the fact that this was easy to follow, so even if you can watch this and not know anything about the video gaming world, and you can still follow it. They didn't make it over complex. They didn't try to explain shit that you know, like hardcore video game people only knew. Like it's for them, it's like bonuses. Like you go, oh, I know this, I know that. But for somebody like, oh, I see Mortal Kombat, let me see what it is. It's just a cool action game that got like these characters that wear these outfits, and so it was really easy to follow. Even her kind of explaining the tournament, she didn't go into depth in the details, and I kind of appreciate that. There's no reason that you come in, and sometimes we've seen them try to attempt to do this before, and those are things that are turnoffs. You're trying to explain some depth, some deep shit that the average viewer actually doesn't care about. Just come on and tell me it's a tournament and then go fight. That's how people kind of, you know, function in this. And with you cutting out all the explanation, you able to do the shit that most people came for, was the action, because you didn't spend, it'd have been over a 2 hour movie if they'd have really wasted their time kind of explaining shit.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I like that they were going to get Johnny Cage at the end, because you know, Johnny Cage is one of those characters that I look forward to, you know, kind of seeing in this world. And like, he could kind of replace Kano, since Kano gets killed, he can kind of replace Kano as like the white guy dick that, you know, but that's kind of comic relief.
Yeah, and I also like, I like the fact that apparently it's the reverse of the black people. It's like, oh, there can only be one white man. We killed one, so now we got to get us another one. Yeah. There can only be one.
So anything you didn't like?
Mm-mm. I enjoyed this movie.
All right. I'll go down my list then. I didn't like a lot of shit. I didn't like Cole Young as a character, and I thought his power looked stupid with the armor thing and the kunai. It just, like, for it to be this big moment of like, what is gonna be his power? He can't reach his superpowers like the rest of them. I guess they couldn't think of nothing as cool as the shit that's already in Mortal Kombat.
Right.
The laser Kung Lao's hat, the, you know, so he kind of just kind of got stuck with like Karate Man powers or whatever. And
yeah, so that what makes me think that this character might actually be somebody they made up.
They did. Okay. I just read it. I didn't like his storyline either. Cause his storyline was like, he's a bad fighter. He fights, but he always loses. He takes $200 and loses every week. And it just felt like they couldn't come up with something. Mm-hmm. So they just came up with this. Like, and it was like, what? Why? Like, who gives a fuck? Essentially, like, but I guess they just realized that people weren't really gonna be in a movie like this hoping for a good story, or mm-hmm. maybe they thought they didn't need that good of a story, and they right. could just rely on the tropes of, hey, at least we said flawless victory, at least we said you know, whatever. But yeah, so I didn't like that. Obviously they had very bad acting, mm-hmm. And very bad script and dialogue. The mm-hmm. like some of the one downs, some of the shit, like hit him with the uppercut, daddy, and shit like that was just fucking stupid. It was more like they made a comedy that they weren't even aware was funny to it, in mm-hmm. my opinion. And maybe that just talks about how terrible the plot and storyline to Mortal Kombat is, just in general source material, and there's just no mm-hmm. way to make it necessarily good. Mm-mm. So I didn't like that. I actually thought it was too long. I thought if you're not gonna have a serious if you're not gonna have good acting and you're not gonna have a good plot and you're not gonna have a compelling main character, then why the fuck does it need to be an hour 50 minutes? This shit could have been like an hour and a half, you know? If that case, just reduce it to the tournament and the fighting, you know? Like all the back and forth with Shang Tsung and Raiden and shit, you could have took that out of the movie because it don't really matter. It's like they halfway wanted to set it up for a sequel and then they halfway didn't really care to write a good start. So I just don't understand what the point was there. But yeah, so I think that was really my main gripes, was just the plot, most of the performances, because, you know, I felt like they were basically saying, here's a chance for stuntmen to make a movie mm-hmm. and stunt people. And I support stunt people, but there's normally a reason why they not the stars of shit.
Right.
And then some of the characters I was more interested in, we spent the least amount of time with. Like Liu Kang, I was very interested in. Kung Lao, I was interested in. Raiden, I was interested in. But we just spent a bunch of time, like, with Cole Young being sad that he was a washed up ass MMA fighter. So, I just felt like they made a lot of choices that, in my opinion, there's a movie that could be a great movie here, but instead it's gonna go down as another one of these video game movies that everyone says video games can't make good movies, because this shit was so ridiculous and so geared towards not being a good movie, and tried to be geared towards basically having a bunch of video game fans high five, like, I remember that, and that's how the original movies felt to me, where it's like, I remember this from the game. It's like, that's not enough. That's, you know,
them other ones were so fucking terrible.
Yeah, well, I like I said, I felt similar to, about this one, you know. So all right, let's score it 0 to 5.
I had a ball. I give it a 5 out of 5, for the simple fact that it gave me what I came for. I came for action, you know. I do understand your gripes about storylines and plots and things like that, but it wasn't enough for me to kind of just for me to tap out of the movie. I actually had a good time watching it, and those other movies were, is it a great movie? No, it's not a great movie.
You gave
movie.
It a 5 out of 5.
Yes, I did.
That means great.
Yeah, for me, it was great, because right. If you came for action, which is what I came for, it was a 5 out of 5, because it stroked all my action shit. Y'all said people gonna get fucked up and we were gonna see blood and all. I'm here for it. So 5 out of 5. Now, if you want to put this up for an Oscar movie, no, it is not that great. But if you came for all the action for you and your mama and a bunch of deaths, it's a 5 out of 5.
I give it a 2 out of 5. I mean, if you're a fan of the video games, then you probably don't need, like, if you're a big fan of the video games, I think you probably don't even give a fuck what, if it's good or not. You just got to see some video game shit on screen. But it, as a movie, it's not a good movie. And I could not in good conscience recommend this shit to anybody, because, you know, I'll probably never watch this again, because it was so incomplete. And I think that with enough of this lore, there's something for Mortal Kombat where a good movie could be made. And I felt like they really chickened out and took the easy route out of just being like, well, look, at least he got the suit right and he got ice powers. And it's like, but there's a movie here,
right?
You could have made, you could have shown us the motivations of why Sub-Zero and Scorpion are even, why are they, you know, mortal enemies to start the movie? We don't even know. It's just a guy that shows up. It's like you cut that out of the movie.
Yeah, I guarantee you that was there and somebody just decided to put that on chopping
block. Why do Jax and Sonya Blade and all these people know about the Mortal Kombat tournament and this dude don't? You know, there's a movie within the lore. This just isn't it for me.
Agreed. And it wouldn't be surprising, I might be wrong, and it wouldn't be surprising if they filmed all that shit and just decided to chop all that out. Like, if they went into all this background and all this shit that you're asking for and they was like, you know what, nah, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, so. All right, let's get to, some of the comments y'all left on some of the episodes that we, did before. Some of the reviews. Midnight Sky, episode 317. Zayla Agni left a comment, a very competently made film by George Clooney, but a very dreary one. I think if someone else could improve the script by speeding up the dialogue, action, and characters, it would have been better, I thought. I agree with you on that, actually. Outside the Wire, Zayla Agni left a comment on this. This is the Anthony Mackie, Damon Idris film. Mm-hmm. I saw this a while back and was underwhelmed by Outside the Wire. Damon Idris and Anthony Mackie are pretty good here together and have some solid set pieces, but something with the message of drones being bad and then needing them to win in the end felt like, fuck everything we said and just shoehorning this device at the end felt like it could have been something more than just a below the par popcorn flick. Yeah, I do feel like a lot of the problems I have with Netflix movies is that it's like people sell you a script without an ending. And mm-hmm. then you get to the end of the movies and the end of the movies always feel like they just gave up. And it happens mm-hmm. a lot with Netflix movies. And I don't know why that is or what it is specifically. It's like there's like, I feel like in Hollywood, maybe they focus test it, maybe they screen it and then they go, we got to change the ending. But yeah. That doesn't happen in Netflix. Yeah. It just comes out and people are like, yeah, close enough.
Yeah, because you also have to think people like and I think because they know people at home, so they're going to be a lot more forgiving than if they take their asses to the movies.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I really think so. Yeah,
the vast majority of them, I feel like, have a solid 3/4 of a movie, and it's just that last act is like, well, what happened there? You know?
Yeah, that's why a lot of movies on Netflix have a tendency to be rated high, but if them shits was in the theaters, they'd be like a 1 out of 5 or whatever, or 2 out of 5, because people are like, I drove all the way out here to the movie for this bullshit.
Sailor Agony also left a comment on Godzilla vs. Kong. Remember when Ken Watanabe was absolutely wasted in 2 terrible Godzilla movies? Well, I guess I can give that honor to a blink and you will miss it appearance by Lance Reddick saying one line in 2 useless scenes with Kyle Chandler. Yeah, I saw him too. The whole Godzilla trilogy, this one is the best, but that's not saying much, to be honest. Despite some stellar special effects, camera work, and fights, this film's mind-numbing story is a burden on this film, like the first 2 films. Same for the playing as Mike Pence characters for here. Kong Skull Island would fucking never. Exactly. Everyone, even Brian Tyree, has little to nothing with their stories, as it feels like with its prior entries, things happen with faint explanations. We can build into a dazzling confrontation, but what does it matter if the context of Godzilla simply not caring about people and building buildings and Kong simply being being there because the plot says so? Bunch of bullshit. What worked with Skull Island were these 3 things: setting, characters, and even pacing. I agree. All 3 of these Godzilla affiliated films have none of that. Well executed, because there's no flow with anything. At least it looks nice. So beautiful gowns, I guess.
Beautiful gowns.
Yeah, I agree with you completely, man. The movie was not good to me, and if it would have been directed by the people that made Kong Skull Island, I feel like you get a better movie, because they knew what made a big ass monster movie click in a way that the Godzilla people just don't. Mm-mm. And
all them,
I think the
boring
people that seem to like these Godzilla films just like anything with Godzilla in it. So that's right. That's not really a compliment to the film when you're just like, I just love Godzilla. Well, you would love anything that had Godzilla on it, you know? So who gives a fuck what you think in that case?
Yeah,
like,
it don't mean it is good.
Anyways, the last one is for Bad Trip. Sandler Agony says, I haven't enjoyed a comedy this much since Girls Trip. Eric Andre is the damn master of making people uncomfortable, and Lil Howery is the perfect straight man versus Andre. Tiffany Haddish be Tiffany Haddish in a lot here. Also, gotta give a big call to Michaela Conlon as a love interest. She's the only actor who doesn't have a comedic background and just owns this shit in her particular moments. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, she was funny as shit. Like, mm-hmm. when they had that part where they went to the like, carnival or local farmer's market or whatever, and she like kicks the dude in the balls, and then she beats up the blind dude, and then they skip off together, and of course that beautiful moment where she yells and screams at him because it would be insane if a dude did all that just to go out with you.
Yeah, she was like, get the fuck out of here,
right? So that was hilarious. Like, Eric Andre, I be singing Maria to her because she is fine as hell. I hear you on that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, they met out on that table. That was hilarious.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you so much for your feedback, everybody. Thank mm-hmm. you for listening.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed our review.
Yes.
And we'll be back with another movie review soon. Until then, peace.
Peace.